that God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to give thanks to God and just also to my mom, my dad, just for how God has perfectly designed this night for each and every one of us. So don't take this lightly. Like, you know, this is our appointed time to fellowship one with another, to receive the words from God, to be able to put that into practical application and to be fully equipped, ready. And that's the key, guys. We are ready. We are fully equipped. We have the whole tool belt to really move with God, to really give life, which is full of abundance, which is happy, joyful. Like, we are carriers of God's presence. We carry His Spirit within us. And so we carry that love, those perfect words from heaven. And so, like, we really are in that position. And it's just, you know, believing this and knowing that we are able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Because, like, we really are chosen of God. He's called everyone on this Zoom right now. We are chosen by God to move in this world, you know, to reconcile men and women back to our living God, the one true living God. And so, like, that's why we pursue and seek after Christ. That's why we seek the kingdom of God first. That's why we are going to Him, because He has the answer and the solution. And so when we stay with God, when we keep our mind in Christ, you know, God is able then to give us the solution. God is then able to go to work within us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure, because He has called us out of darkness. He's called us into His light to be that witness to the people that are here in this earth. And it's just really believing what God has said, what He has said in the scriptures. Is also, do we believe what is being said, that we are able to walk by the Spirit of God, that we are able to manifest the heavenly realm? Like, we really can bring heaven to earth through the words that we speak, through what we're believing in our heart. And so this is why it's very important that we stay with God. We stay with God. We stay connected to where God has kept us connected. That's why we fellowship. Like, you know, it's iron sharpeneth iron. Like, we need each other. We need to root each other on, encourage one another to really put each other in remembrance. Hey, look, you're not your old self. We are the new person, which is in Christ, that new man, you know, new man, which is in Christ, that we have that heavenly mindset, that when we walk into a room, that people can be healed, that we have that power living in us, and it's just being led of God. You know, we don't have to work anything out. God will open these doors, you know, to the level and accordance to our desire and hunger. He is then able to give unto us, you know, He is able to feed us, fill us up, that when we're hungry, He's really able to pour out into us. But when we're full and high-minded and, you know, carried away with the hustle and bustle of life, you know, how is God able to give unto us? You know, how is He able to reveal? Because we're so busy. So it's just really learning to, you know, keep to the sincere milk of the word. You know, that we pray for the laborers, we speak in tongues, we keep our mind on things above, not on things of this earth. Because the things of this earth, it brings corruption, it brings doubt, it brings unsteadiness. But when we keep our mind on Christ, and we move in this manner, then we have the wisdom, the understanding, the the joy, the peace, because everything's coming from God, you know. And it really brings me back to, you know, John 15, when Jesus Christ was saying, you know, that, you know, to remain in the vine, to keep what Jesus Christ has said, you know, that we love one another, that when we keep our heart and our mind upon God, you know, whatever we ask or say, it will come to pass. That even when these storms or negativity come, our mind is upon Christ. Our mind is stayed upon God. So then these thoughts have no effect, have no jurisdiction in our life. You know, because we have the power and the authority. God has given us the choice to either allow these negative thoughts or situations that may arise or may seem to be there. You know, we have that power and authority to bring it into subjection. That's why when we keep our mind on Christ, and when we speak forth the words from God, these things will go. They have to absolutely go, because it's not by my might or power, because I have the knowledge, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. It's by the Spirit that is uttering through me. Just like when Peter opened his mouth on the day of Pentecost, his words uttered. He uttered out the words from God, which pricked the hearts. This is not hard. This is very simple. God has made this very, very simple. And we just stay the course. We, you know, we say what we want, not what we see. We say what we want, not what we feel. I love that. That's just so powerful to me, because this is the Spirit-filled life. This is the new life created in Christ Jesus, that we rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, because we are God's, you know, workmanship, his masterpiece created in Christ Jesus. That, how powerful is that? We are his masterpiece, that God has those preordained works for us, ready for us, you know. And we, it's not even like we have to go out and work and search for it, but God is bringing, like how God utters, you know, he's given us that Spirit. Like when we open our mouth and speak in tongues, it's very natural, very simple, very easy. And it's the same, like if someone needs healing, we speak to it, just like as we speak in tongues. Like, and God does the work. God brings forth the words when you prophesy, when you interpret your tongues. God has given you the words to speak. God is the one showing you. And so, like, we are able, and we are able ministers. We can really stand and say what God is putting in our heart to say, because that's who our God is. He is able. He is willing. He is powerful. Almighty Jehovah, who created, you know, the heaven, the earth. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So, like, these are exciting. This is, today is an exciting day. Even though we're evening now, like, this is exciting. Because we get to wake up every day with that joy, with that peace, you know, that love in our heart, knowing that God has gone before us today. He's preparing the way. He's opening the doors of great utterance, so that we may be blessed. That we may really walk as that supreme, being. Like, God has made us that supernatural. That's who we are. We are supernatural, spirit-filled believers. And that we can do the same works as Jesus Christ. And greater. That when we say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our heart, but shall believe the words that we say, it shall come to pass. It, we shall have whatsoever we ask, when we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, like, I continue to encourage you to keep going to God. Let your request be made known unto him. Go boldly to that throne room of grace, because he is waiting. God is waiting to go and open the doors, to go to work for you, to bring that abundant life that he promised is there. We just have to come in alignment with our Heavenly Father. So, you know, like, this is great. And we're just so blessed. We are enjoying the finished work of Jesus Christ in all its fullness. And this is just the beginning. Like, God is blessing us. The, you know, fellowship is growing. God is bringing the people. People are being healed, delivered, set free. Devils are being casted out. The dead are being raised. Like, this is absolute. It's already begun. And I'm just so excited and just so blessed to be a partaker of this family, this grace, you know, because I don't deserve any of it. And we can all kind of say that we don't deserve it, but that shows you how much God loves us, that he sent his son to redeem us. So what? Not that we live unto ourselves, but that we live unto God. So, you know, let's stop trying to work everything out, guys. Let's stop striving to do this and striving to do that. Let God do the work. Say what you want, not what you see, and God will absolutely bring it to pass. So love you and God bless. Amen.